Welcome. You're listening to Latin Waves with your hosts, Sylvia and Stuart Richardson. Latin Waves is more than just hot rhythms. This is a show about community, about creating a culture that is inclusive and based on fairness. Because everyone deserves dignity, respect, and has something to contribute. A new world is possible, and it all starts with us.
We can't touch those people by doing things the way that we've always done things, because it's not working. It's clearly not working. There's too many people who are going hungry and homeless, and the earth is being destroyed.
That's the voice of Anna Collins. She's the Indigenous Coordinator for the People's Social Forum. And this week's show, we speak to Anna about the critical function and purpose of the first Canadian Social Forum that's happening this August. So stay tuned. Online, I have Anna Collins. She is the Indigenous Coordinator for the People's Social Forum, and she just published an article called People's Social Forum 2014, Building Good Relationships. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this is the first Canadian Social Forum. For people who don't know what a social forum is, can you explain, first of all, what can people expect at the social forum, and what is a social forum?
A social forum is quite a huge event. The idea is to give civil society people an opportunity to come together, share the projects they're working on, talk with one another, celebrate our accomplishments and our passions, and build relationships to work together into the future. So it's a movement building exercise. It's not a one-time event. So for the People's Social Forum this August, it's a four-day event. And the first 2 days are made up of mostly workshops given by people. Anyone at all has been welcome to propose a workshop. And we basically find the time and space at the University of Ottawa for people to host a workshop and talk with people. Workshops can be more academically oriented, but they can also be a lot of fun. And we have, for instance, one workshop that's about how to fight Enbridge using Minecraft, the video game. That workshop's obviously directed a little bit more at kids. But then we have more serious workshops too about how to protect our social services, our public services. What does a new left coalition look like, and how should it be formed? What does it mean to support Palestinian independence and sovereignty? What does a Palestinian solidarity movement look like? So you can see there's quite a range, both nationally and with an international focus as well. And that's all based on the 17 themes we have. Like, for example, we have climate and earth and control, spirit, the economy, gender, just for example.
I'm very interested because most forums, well, or workshops or events that I've been to, they have a very select, pristine group of speakers, and people listen, and then they go home, and that's the end of it. But from what you're describing, there's a multitude of different kind of forums and topics. So who decides what themes and topics get chosen, and who presents them?
The history of planning the People's Social Forum here in Ottawa began almost 3 years ago. The first people who really pushed for the event were involved with the social forums that happened in Quebec, and also people who have experience with the World Social Forums that happen every year in different countries around the world. And so they had a vision, you know, of what they wanted to see happen here. And they organized two general assemblies, one in Ottawa and one in Edmonton. And out of those general assemblies and online discussion and phone discussion, five caucuses formed. The original People's Caucus, People of Color, Women, Quebec, and Labor. And those caucuses worked together and independently and formed working groups, finance, communications program, all this sort of stuff. And they worked more or less like that for about a year until December, when myself and the other two coordinators were brought on board to do just that. We coordinate the work that they do. So in terms of decision-making, and specifically about the themes, the program committee was tasked, based on the charter, the People's Social Forum charter, to come up with themes. And I liaise with that committee. And the goal was to make the social forum as inclusive a space as possible. And so the themes had to reflect the fact that we didn't want to turn anybody away because their project or their workshop or their performance didn't fit into one of the themes that we had chosen. Because this is the first social forum that will happen in Canada, the idea is to really allow for a broad representation geographically and demographically, to see where we're at, to see what the issues are, where people's passions lie, and what the struggles are specifically that we're facing and are most interested in working on. So that's sort of how the themes were decided specifically. In terms of other decision-making stuff, mm-hmm. why it's happening in Ottawa, the dates, whether or not we pay musical performers to perform, whether we, you know, the most trivial up to the most important, those are all made by these committees and caucuses. There's more caucuses now, and the committees have changed somewhat, especially now as we shift into really like the heavy-duty logistical details. But it's all done in a non-hierarchical consensus model.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, it's amazing. It means that decisions are made a little slower, and we have to account for that because people need time to reflect and come together and discuss. But I think for me, and as this is reflected in that article you mentioned, what is most important for me in this whole process are those relationships that are being formed. This isn't one event that will happen and then everyone will go home and pat themselves on their back and say, oh, what a good job we did to go and listen to those people talk. This is a moment where we come together and we work together and we meet new people or meet old friends and we really work on those relationships so that a momentum is created and a movement is created. And so into the future, we have new people that we can contact when we're trying to work on a project or this particular issue comes up. And this isn't intended to be the only social forum, so there will be social forums every couple of years. And hopefully the people who come to this one will keep coming to them and it'll grow every year. And as an example, in Porto Alegre, Brazil, which is where the first social forum was held in 2001, from year one to year 14, because there's been one every year, the numbers have increased sixfold by how many people go. And I think last year they said they had about 160,000 people. And for me, that's what's really exciting, is that potential for people to start working together in a way that is outside the institutional structure that we've had for so long that isn't working, that's keeping people apart maybe. And instead, we're finding new ways to work together. And for me, from my perspective and certainly the work that I do with the farm, it's that treaty relationship that is so important. This is an opportunity for settler society and Indigenous society to work together in a way that we haven't really done before. We've done an individual struggles, individual moments, but collectively as a society, we haven't respected that treaty relationship.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and so that's, I think for me anyway, that's going to be the real change, is building those relationships between people who have been historically kept apart for so long by that institutional structure I spoke about, and get people working together to change the way we do things into the future for our children and our grandchildren. So
Not only do you meet inspiring people, it's a lot of fun. You just mentioned something very important: music, entertainment. There's a lot of social activity that goes on, because not only do we want to, you know, change the world, it sometimes gets very lonely out there if you when you want social change. But this is a way to come together and see you're not alone. And so, speak about the social aspect, about how much fun people can have at this event.
Oh yeah, definitely. The whole thing starts off with a celebratory People's Unity March, you know, which brings people together. We're not marching because we're against something. We're marching because we're happy that we've come together and we're going to work together for 4 days, you know. And so all spread out through Ottawa, many local businesses, galleries, restaurants, coffee shops, bars, are excited by this, and they're working with us to provide venue space for the performers who are coming. And the cultural committee is working really hard on doing outreach, and we've gotten dozens and dozens and dozens of applications from artists all over the country interested in either performing or presenting their work, you know, depending on the medium that they use. So during the day, you know, there'll be stuff on campus. But in the evening, there'll also be stuff all throughout the city, and it gives people an opportunity to explore a little bit and see what people are working on. And then on top of that, there's even workshops dedicated to art and activism, you know, and how art can be used as a tool to get your message out there, how art can be used, you know, to inspire people. So it's really important, like you're saying, it's not a time to just work and be, it's not drudgery, it's not loneliness anymore. This is a real celebration of coming together and sharing what we've been doing and dancing in the street, quite literally. There's a square dance planned for pedestrian street in Ottawa one night where people can just come together and dance together.
Okay. I think I'll pass on that one. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
In your article, you speak about a need to build strategic coalitions, and you've touched on this a little. What would be your vision of taking up our bundles and honoring our responsibilities? What does that look like for you?
Our bundle is a reflection of our obligations to society, our obligations to our community. And I feel with, you know, to use some theoretical language here, the neoliberal model, the globalization model, and the Western model, community is not as important as the individual. But a bundle is only as good as how you can use your responsibilities and your gifts to your community. For me, again, it's a rethinking of how we come together, of how we are together. It's not one individual against the world. It's really that coming together of community, and building those networks, so to speak, to continue working together and to continue creating a stronger society based on our commitments to one another. So that's how I see it. And one example I give in terms of coalitions coming together is the example of water, because water is something that we all can relate to in one way or another. And right now we see in this country different groups working together on the issue of water. So for some examples, the Council of Canadians has a big water campaign. A number of the public service unions, PSAC and QP, for example, they have water campaigns. We also have scientists who are being muzzled. And we have communities facing water privatization. We have communities that don't have clean drinking water. We also have the issue of hydroelectric dams and fracking and the tar sands that are affecting our water quality, and specifically also C-45, which went into place a couple years ago, which removed a lot of water protection legislation. So all these different elements exist, and yet people aren't necessarily working together. People in Amjunong, which is Anishinaabe community down near Sarnia, are not necessarily working with the public service unions that are in their area to come together and protect water, for example. And this is an opportunity to change that. This is an opportunity to be stronger together and to really focus our efforts and combine our efforts to make a really clear message available that you know, water is important to us. It's our source of life, and it's our responsibility to protect it. And we're not going to be content to just sit back and let industry and the current government exploit our water for their economic benefit.
I've never seen so many cynical and dispossessed people as the last few years, and this government's just jamming through any kind of policy that's friendly to these petrol companies. And despite mass opposition, they gave conditional approval to Enbridge Pipeline, and they want to double up a Kinder Morgan pipeline. I've never seen so many concerned people, but on the other hand, too, people feeling apathetic and helpless over the current course of events. So how can, from what I'm hearing, this social forum can kind of interlink our struggles and be more of a force against some of these awful projects that are being pushed?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a battering ram or something that this situation we're in now, right, where we're just constantly getting hit with one thing after another, one disaster after another. It's hard because we're all engrossed in the work we do. And that's one thing that I keep hearing from people is, oh, we're so busy, we don't have the capacity. Oh, we don't have the people, we don't have the time, we don't have the money, you know. And this is true, and it's true of every single social movement out there, every single group that we have approached, every single group that's involved. We're all really at limited capacity because we're constantly having to fight back. But what's really important about the social forum is that it's not a moment to react. It's a moment to strategically plan. And it's a moment to have a bit of a vacation and a bit of a spiritual recharge and to say, okay, all this is happening. Let's just hold up a sec. We need to think outside the box. We need to reexamine how we're doing things. And we need to make sure that we are most effective. And I think in this world that we live in right now, we're so used to throwing money at stuff to solve our problems. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's because of the society we live in. We're very wealthy. And maybe it's partly the structures that we have that have taught us for so long that money can often be used as a tool. But we're in a world right now where I think our creativity and our vision, bringing those together to find new solutions, new alternatives of how we're going to work together, and strategically plan those out. Take a minute to just think together and work together. Sit down at a table together. Maybe share lunch, you know. Maybe go for a walk together. Maybe hold hands in one of the singing circles that are being planned, or the drum circles, or maybe participate in sweat together, sweat lodge. And take that time to start thinking about how to do things differently. And that vision and that new energy is going to reach out to people, and it's going to touch people who right now, like you say, are feeling discouraged, they're feeling ignored, they feel like, you know, maybe that they don't have any power in this current system that we're in. We can't touch those people by doing things the way that we've always done things, because it's not working. It's clearly not working. There's too many people who are going hungry and homeless, and the earth is being destroyed. So, you know, it's clearly not working.
Absolutely. And I feel that another role of the social forum, in my opinion, is first you have to know each other before you can work with each other and know who we are and you know, the feelings of love and solidarity that sprout out of meeting and knowing each other. Now, one other aspect I really like, and we're running a little low on time, but about this relationship factor, from a lot of groups that I've seen, we're always in politics of opposition and coming out against things, but the forum is actually looking forward thinking, is looking towards alternative futures. It's looking towards a positive, cleaner, more humane future. So can you talk a little bit about, you finish your article talking about a future based on Mino Bazanowin. How do you pronounce it?
Mino Bazanowin?
Yeah, what does this mean, and what kind of future, what does that look like?
Mino Bazanowin is an Anishinaabe word, but it also exists in Cree culture as well. because we're sometimes very similar. It means the good life, the good way of living. And so that goes back to the idea of bundles and responsibilities and the role that we have to play in our community. We're taught that we were given seven grandfather gifts that are our tools for how to live a good life. And by taking up our bundles, so our skills and our talents and our responsibilities we have, and using those gifts as tools, we can create this good way of life that reflects the balance of creation that was originally brought together. Those gifts are love, wisdom, courage, honesty, respect, humility.
Sorry.
Those are the tools, you know, to use to create this good way of living that we have, that we should have.
No, absolutely. And I look around at the world, and if you ask the average person, the average working person or average person on the street, they envision something completely different. And we're just getting repeating these bad decisions all the time. So it's wonderful that, you know, this mass gathering can take place and try to redefine and revision those futures. Can you let us know how people can get more information if they want to attend or participate in the forum?
Yes, by all means. Our website is www.peoplessocialforum.org. So it's peoples with an S.
Yeah.
There's loads of information on there about how to contact either myself or my other two co-organizers, or the regions. And the regions are a good way to plug in and help plan, get on board a caravan to get here, prepare your workshop, get involved with an assembly. There's also contact information there for the different caucuses as well, if you're interested in participating in those. On the website, you can also see I think we're up to about 450 workshops that have been proposed.
Wow.
For the forum. And you can also get an idea of the assemblies that are starting to prepare themselves. And a list of cultural events will be going up fairly shortly. I have to review that today. So that's the easiest way. And otherwise, people are welcome to call me at 613-868-6983, and I can direct them to the proper person or group, working group or caucus or committee that can help them with whatever their questions or concerns are.
Sure. Now, there's probably people listening who think, well, geez, I can't get to Ottawa, I can't afford that. Is there any means for people who have some tough economic means, and is there any ability for them to be able to get out there?
Yeah. So, there's two components to that. One are the caravans, which I mentioned, that are being planned. They leave from either Victoria or Halifax and make different stops on the way to Ottawa, also from Southern Ontario. So people can connect with those caravans and hop on board, and it's a grossly subsidized rate by going that way. We also have a solidarity fund that's primarily identified for Indigenous people, people of color, youth, elders, and people in remote areas or low income.
Yeah.
So it's pretty huge demand because of the size of territory that we have, and our goal of really having true representation from all the different areas and demographics. So the other component of that is for those who can do so, there's a deal on the website that you can put money directly into the Solidarity Fund to help us out with making sure that we have everybody present at the forum who needs to be there, who has something to contribute and a voice to share to the discussions.
This is amazing. Also, if you're coming, if you're driving in from a place and your car's got an empty back seat, can they just plug into you guys and find out where they can pick up a couple people on the way?
Exactly. So, same thing. Contact the caravan people. That information is on the website. And they're keeping track of those sorts of offers, ride shares and things like that too. So they have names and ideas of people in different communities that are still looking for some way to get to Ottawa.
This is amazing, and thank you for the work you're doing on this. I know you're extremely busy, so thank you for lending some time to me this morning. And any final comments before we go, or any final thoughts?
Well, thank you for having me. It's really important that we are able to get knowledge of this out there. And my, you know, as for the forum, I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited to see all the people come together. The community work I do here in Ottawa is so rewarding because I see people sitting down at a table together and laughing and sharing a meal. And that's what I want for the forum. That's what I really want to see happen is those same connections, personal connections develop and just make something beautiful for our children.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, bye.
We have come to the end of our program. Latin Waves is a weekly syndicated program available to campus and community radios. Please visit our website, www.latinwavesmedia.com, to hear previous shows, connect to our media projects, and access other resources, or to support our efforts by making a safe PayPal contribution. I am Sylvia Richardson. Thanks for listening.